Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. The Southern Poverty Law Center has warned 96 Alabama school systems they are violating federal guidelines by discouraging enrollment based on immigration status. The group sent a letter to State School Superintendent Tommy Bice. SPLC Attorney Jay Singh says all children have a right to attend public schools regardless of immigration status. The letter asks Bice to ensure that all schools comply with federal mandates by the start of the 2014-2015 school year. Bice earlier notified local superintendents that a student cannot be denied admission because of legal documentation. Federal forecasters are predicting a slower-than-usual hurricane season this year. Alabama Public Radio's Stan Ingold reports people are still being urged to prepare.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the warm weather phenomenon called El Niño will likely reduce the number and intensity of tropical storms and hurricanes. Cooler temperatures on the surface of the Atlantic Ocean compared with recent years will also lower the probability of hurricane formation. Officials expect about 8 to 13 named tropical storms and 3 to 6 hurricanes. Just one or two major hurricanes with winds over 110 miles per hour are forecast. Officials warned it only takes one storm to wreak havoc and urged Americans to be prepared. A new mapping tool will keep coastal residents updated on the storm surge threat in their communities. Stan Ingold, APR News.
You might say the stars will fall on Alabama and the rest of North America late tonight. Astronomers will set their eyes on the skies to watch the Camelopardalid meteor shower. This particular meteor shower has never been seen before. It's the result of dust from a comet that has been in the solar system as far back as the 1800s. Bill Cook is the lead for NASA's Meteoroid Environment Office in Huntsville. He says that everyone can see the meteor shower.
The best way to observe this meteor shower is to lie flat on your back and look straight up with just your eyes and see as much sky as possible. So you need clear skies, preferably dark skies, no special equipment required. You don't want binoculars or a telescope, just your eyes.
Experts say the best time to view the shower is between 1 and 3 a.m. Central Time Saturday morning. The skies over Decatur might be a bit more colorful tomorrow. The Alabama Jubilee Hot Air Balloon Classic takes place over the weekend. Up to 60 hot air balloons will launch from Point Mallard Water Park. The inflation process begins with hauling the balloon out of a storage bag and filling it with hot air. Festival organizer Ken Garner says the job doesn't end until after the balloon touches down.
Whenever we land, we've got to get everything broken back down and the balloon envelope back in the bag. Other than that, you know, there's not a lot of work. It's a lot of enjoyment chasing the balloon, trying to figure out where the balloon's going to go.
The event is expected to draw up to 15,000 spectators. There's also live music, a classic car show, and a nighttime fireworks show along with the balloons. Now for the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
It's going to be hot on this Friday. Temperatures top out in the low 90s. A good supply of sun will stay dry today and on Saturday. Highs in the low 90s on Saturday, starting off Memorial Day weekend. Look for a good supply of sun all the way through Monday and Tuesday of next week. Expect temperatures tonight to continue in the low to mid 60s. Will be mild and muggy during the overnight hours. Rain chance of less than 10% for Sunday and Monday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.